Rubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Mike.
Feels really good to be back.
Sure does.
It feels like it's been forever. I walked in and I was like, it's my old home. It's my old stomping ground.
Wow, how long has it been?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, I feel like it's been a long time, right? Yeah, because, no, just kidding.
Just 2 weeks.
A fortnight.
I don't
2 weeks.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
And Fortnite's a very popular video game right now. So it's
also a
topical,
unit of time.
Topical reference. Is your hair darker?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Done some things, yeah.
You've done some things.
Do you like it?
Eyebrows look a little different, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're probably just not completely done, so.
Sissany microbladed hers, so I'm kind of on the lookout for people's eyebrows
right
now.
Oh, nice. I want to do microblading.
I don't know that you need to. They look really full right now.
They're filled in with a pencil,
though. That's
what
it is.
But I'd rather not have to do that. And when they're microbladed, I could just wake up and go.
I know, but then like you wake up with no makeup on, and then you're like, oh, my eyebrows. You know what I mean?
No, I'd be like thrilled. Like, my eyebrows.
Really?
They're done. Did Sissany just get hers done?
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very recently.
Yeah, they're really intense at first. So if that's what you're thinking.
No, I just mean like in general.
Oh, no, I'd love to have my eyebrows look like they were done all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've been moving. The other day, I'm getting an interior decorator for my house.
Oh.
It's taking a while as far as like picking out and ordering and it coming in. But I noticed my patio could use a little upgrade. And so I tiled my outdoor patio like with these IKEA outdoor tiles. And I have never felt more pain in my life than my back right now. I don't know if I pulled it. I don't know if I have a pinched nerve. I don't know what
you
happened.
You DIY'd the tiling of your back patio?
Yeah, let me pull
it. It looks great.
Thank yeah,
you.
It looks, I want to do it too.
Thank
I actually
you.
Want to do it.
So this is the before.
Okay, yes.
And that's the after.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That looks fantastic.
Thank
right?
you. But yeah, I really, truly injured myself in the process. Here's the thing. I postmated the tiles from IKEA to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a Sunday and I didn't feel like it cost me a lot of money, but I didn't have to go wait in the lines and fight the crowd. So to make myself feel better about postmating IKEA tiles, I was like, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm not, because normally I would hire like a TaskRabbit or something
yeah.
to come do it. I was like, I can do this on my own. So I did it. And then as soon as I finished, I stood up, I was like, something is not right. So I like noticed I was like, you know, I haven't been working out or anything. So I'm like, maybe it's just tight from like bending over, standing up. So that night I get a massage, think that inflamed it a little bit. Mm. So I go to get off of the massage table and I'm not kidding. I was like bent over and I didn't think I was going to be able to stand up straight. I like had to slowly just like move my body. It was the first time in a long time I've cried from pain.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like sobbing. Like I thought I was going to have like a panic attack or something. I had to take a painkiller, like a hardcore yeah. painkiller, and it helped. But even still, I was still like had to, you know, sleep with like a pillow under my knees. It's been really, really dramatic.
How much pain are you in right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm at like a 7.
Wow.
But like if I'm just being still, it's okay. It's when I go to stand up after sitting down or if I'm like not moving a lot and then I do. But I was telling Tanya, I was like, I think if I worked, you know, I think if I was a little more in shape and had like a stronger core,
Working out helps you realize like what you do wrong in life. Like you use your back for so many things that you really should like use your knees and legs and core
knees.
And like whatever.
Horrible advice. You use your butt and your legs.
Oh, yeah, your butt and your legs. Yeah, not your knees.
Here's your knees.
Were you on all fours or were you kind of bending over?
So the way that it's like, they're little tiles, but there's four little ones in each
mm-hmm.
like set, mm-hmm. and you just click them in like Legos or whatever.
I'm gonna do it too. I'm obsessed. So I like need to do it.
I'd have to bend down to put them in its place, but then I just step on it to like click it in. But yeah, I was like bending over, and then I had to leave. So Phoebe has a little grass box, and I just leave the patio door open, and she goes. So I'm not having to like walk her however often. It's like real grass.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to move that box, and it was way heavier than I thought. So I think that actually is what really caused the damage. But man, like 30 really has taken a toll on my body, you know? You notice these things that people have always talked about.
Old age.
But in the while I've been resting, I've had a lot of things to catch up on the tube. The TV for all you youngins.
Should we start with Grey's Anatomy? Because it's back.
I really would love to start with Grey's Anatomy.
And after last week, you missed it, but we talked to Dr. Sambello last week.
I know.
She's here.
What's her actual name?
Dr. I have no idea.
Janine. I know her. No, what's her doctor name?
Dr. Sambello.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I know it because I used to work with a guy named Sambello, so it just kind of stopped. But anyway, she just mentioned how everyone on the set of Grey's Anatomy is aware of this podcast.
Yeah, which I thought was like a giant news.
I can't watch it without thinking that right now.
Yeah, she said
they all know us.
She said she's like everybody on the cast knows of this podcast, and I was like, well, let me tell you something, Janine. Beck and I went to Paley Fest a couple years back.
Listen, and I heard that part.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, we were in our scrubs, so pretty hard to forget.
Well, we
And then I was like, can you get us like on the show as like extras or something?
I think you said a corpse or dead body.
Yeah, I was like, we'll do whatever. We don't have to act. Just like put us in the background.
Really, just put us out there like
Come
that.
Come on, ABC. Like,
how fun would that be to be cadavers for the day and listen to them do the scene around you while you're just quiet?
Not even cadavers. Like, we could just be like people that are just like in the like ER.
That's true.
Like,
there's always bodies. Like,
yeah,
patients.
Just like, yeah, totally. Yeah. Just like
or,
around.
Like, what if we were like nurses walking around like in the background?
That'd be big.
That'd be huge. That would be a debut.
Because then you can come up with a doctor's name for yourself. Uh-huh. Keep it consistent.
Yeah.
Your whole backstory.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Grey's because we have to call you know who shortly.
What time do we have to call him?
In about 10 minutes.
Okay. So Grey's it is.
I loved this episode back.
Really?
I also loved it. Tanya's a hater.
Wait, why? I'm normally the hater.
Since when does Meredith speak Italian? And like,
what's that matter? She knew. And then did she ever like have a reason to speak it?
Spoiler alert. I felt like at the end it was like Derek and the vet again fighting after going after. Like, and it just seemed like so like been there, done that. You know?
Well, yeah, it's been however many seasons. They're having to go back to the beginning and find some new, you know, fresh, old storyline, fresh faces. I'm and so DeLuca, though. Like, this Link guy doesn't stand a chance for me.
No, it's all DeLuca.
It's all DeLuca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was so, I knew that they weren't going to give us a kiss in the elevator, but it was so close. It was so good.
She touched his neck. When she touched his neck, that was pretty
exciting. I was like, yeah.
But okay, I will say
this is the most action I'm getting these days. I'm like, come on, Mayor.
Living through Mayor.
Totally living through anything.
I will say it was a little kind of, I was like laughing. It was a little corny when they were trying to get the elevator open. And then the guy, the technician.
His legs.
Every time I've gotten on and off an elevator since that episode, I am so nervous.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was like, I feel like the last episode was so strong, and then like the comeback was like,
no, I felt it was pretty strong. The Teddy Amelia thing, I really don't want him to get with Teddy.
I do want him to get with Teddy. I don't want him with Amelia. I don't like Amelia. I've never liked Amelia.
Oh, see, I just feel like I want Amelia. Just like doesn't have a. She never has the chance. Like, she's always the one screwed.
I guess that's true, but I feel like he and Teddy are meant to be after all they've been through together.
Why has it not happened then? If
well,
they're meant to
that's
be?
A good question, but the timing hasn't been right.
I know. I'm with if Owen and Teddy raise their child in Germany or wherever she was, then we can say goodbye to Owen and Amelia can find a nice
love
interest.
I'm on board for that.
Yeah,
but I don't want them to be together. That's mean to Amelia.
As anti-Owen as we've been on this show, I do like the current Owen Teddy Amelia triangle.
Yeah,
I could do without it.
I could do without it, but it's not as horrible. It intrigues me.
The troubled teen has run her course.
Done with her.
It
done.
It's time
with her.
To move on.
She needs to go to college.
Go to
or
rehab.
Whatever.
She's going to rehab, and she can stay at rehab. Yeah. And maybe she'll become a counselor, but she doesn't need to come back.
Yeah, we don't.
And like her. Maggie and Jackson are still getting closer. I'm just like, I can't right now. So I can't.
I kind of forgot what happened in the winter finale. Did she told him that his mom is sick, but Weber still doesn't know.
Right. They're trying to get a hold of her now.
But did they tell him?
No, I thought Meredith told him in the car. Didn't she say, like, I have to tell you something? Or no, did she?
I
dream that?
I know. I'm, like, having a hard time remembering what happened with that. Well, I thought it was I'm super excited for the next episode. I just don't know if they're going to try to make Link more as likable as they've made DeLuca.
They got some work to do there because the new hair is not really working for me.
No. And I thought it would because I didn't like the long either.
By the way.
Need him to shave it and see what happens.
By the way, I feel like we could try to get Link on the podcast because he just did something with E. And now, since we had Justin Sylvester, he did something with him. Oh. And he was like, he told him about this podcast. He was like, yeah, they have a full on Grey's Anatomy podcast. You should go. I was like, give him our number.
Oh, yeah. We'll get him on here. That would be interesting, especially right? however the Meredith storyline continues.
Anyone who's ever been or is currently on Grey's is invited.
OR's wide open.
Owen and Amelia probably not because we've not been very kind to their characters.
Okay, I feel Amelia isn't welcome.
I love Amelia personally, like as an actress.
I love her as a human.
Human.
Yeah.
Character, not so much.
Owen wasn't friendly to us, you know?
That's true. All right, here's the synopsis for this week's Grays before we move on.
Okay.
Meredith questions Link's laid-back approach over a patient's treatment. Maggie worries that Richard, Jackson, and Catherine haven't come to terms with Catherine's diagnosis.
Wow.
Meanwhile, DeLuca steps up in the OR when Owen faces a setback.
That's a very underwhelming.
Not great.
Riveting.
We need somebody to write those a little better, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Easton. We need Easton.
I'm on it.
Easton.
Punch it up.
After you do your scrubbing in synopsis, they need you over there in the Gray set. Wait, are we going to call?
Yeah, but I feel like we should set it up before we call Sammy.
We should, but first we should talk about some of our wonderful sponsors who are so wonderful.
Okay.
All right, have you heard about the revolution in online furniture shopping and Joybird, who is the company behind it all? You familiar with them?
I'm familiar with them.
Well, they believe that you should never settle when it comes to your home furnishings and that you should always have the freedom to be boldly original. So from idea to reality, they empower you to create the space and the furniture that brings you joy.
So with Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste, from mid-century modern to contemporary classics, customizable in an amazing array of fabric choices and every color imaginable. And they offer free personal design consultants to help nail down your perfect design.
Yeah, so you get a 365-day home trial, so you can skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. So you sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return for a full refund. It's hassle-free in-home delivery. They even remove all the packing materials. That's huge. So have you seen the Merit Snow Couch in Mocha with a dark stain on the legs? It's super clean. It's timeless. I'm obsessed.
So you can see how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/Becca. So go to joybird.com/Becca and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code Becca.
Oh, it's so nice to have that back again.
Ooh, yeah, baby. So let's from the couch to the bra.
Ooh.
Third Love has the perfect fit using millions of real women's measurements. Third Love designs its bras with breast size and shape in mind for an impeccable fit and incredible feel. And they have more sizes than most other brands. Third Love is the industry leader with 70 sizes, including its signature half cup sizes. I have the strapless nude bra, and I normally hate wearing strapless bras, and I love this bra.
Oh, well, yeah. The cool thing is that all you have to do is take their Fit Finder quiz. So you answer a few simple questions and they help you find your perfect fit. They have my personal favorite, which is the new cotton collection, and I'm currently wearing, and they are actually seriously the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn.
And you can get their cotton t-shirt bras and cotton underwear. It took 2 years to develop and perfect the cotton collection, which is made with a premium cotton called Pima.
Yeah, so the result is a line of incredibly soft, smooth, and breathable bras and underwear you'll want to wear every day. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first order. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today. One more time, thirdlove.com/Becca.
All right, the Fyre Festival documentaries we got to talk about.
We got to talk about them. So I watched both. Becca, you also watched both.
Yes.
I am so fascinated by them. I want 500 more.
Yeah, me too.
I want Ja Rule to make one. I'm like so obsessed. So for those of you that don't know what the Fyre Festival was, This was a festival that was supposed to be going on in the Bahamas. They had like lots of videos and like social media basically selling this festival that was, you go to the Bahamas in bikinis and watch awesome music.
It's like Coachella on an island in the Bahamas.
Exactly. And I remember watching the news and seeing these stories coming out about how it was such a disaster. And there was like cheese bread when they said there was going to be like luxurious food. So it's like I saw this all happening in the news, but I didn't really quite understand anything. And then when you watch the documentaries, you're like, oh my gosh, it all boils down to this like one man essentially who was conning everybody into this like crazy, like he basically was planning this weekend without like having the funds to execute it and just like lying to everybody about everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, I was invited to go and I was going to, I think I had been like traveling a lot or something. And I was kind of like, that just is another thing. I don't think I can do it. But after everyone was getting so excited about it, I kind of was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I, you know, that looks like it's, because if you think about it, it sounds like, wow, what a dream weekend, especially having gone to the Bahamas. It's like so beautiful, the water, and you just think about being in swimsuit and music. And then the more I started to, like, especially after the documentaries, it's like, no, when I just went to the Bahamas before Christmas, it's like there was one restaurant, it was a yacht club, and otherwise there was no grocery store. Everyone brought groceries from like one of the bigger islands. And it's like, I don't know how they thought they were going to pull this off and have enough for everybody to survive.
Yeah, well, they basically said it was like they had their own private island, which apparently they had. And the documentary goes into like why they got kicked off of this thing, but they were still pitching it as like a private island party. But it was like on like the side of the Bahamas, yeah, which was like attached to like near Sandals or something like that.
It was like a lagoon, on like a lagoon or something.
Yeah, so it's like it goes into all these like gnarly things. And it also touches on like the power of social media and social influence and kind of like the millennial state of mind, which I found very fascinating and interesting. But I'm watching this and my friend Sammy, his name's Samuel Crost, and we're getting him on the phone because I'm watching the documentary and I see him and I was like, oh my gosh, I know him. And I had no idea that he was so involved with the Fire Festival. So I asked him if he would call in because, I mean, Beck and I can't stop talking about it, and everybody was talking about it over the weekend because he's amazing. Like, he genuinely is one of my favorite people. And so, is he on the phone?
Yeah.
Sammy?
What's up, Tanya?
Welcome.
Hi, Sammy. I'm Becca.
You. Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Thanks for being on here. We're like, I think both of us and even our Facebook group for our podcast, they're like, we need more information on the Fire. We want more. We want more.
Yeah. So basically, like, what I wanted you to do, if you don't mind, Sammy, is kind of tell us like your side of the story, like kind of how you got involved, why Billy like called you to have you be a part of it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was in college. I was in my last year at NYU. Just wrapping up, and come from like a family, they're all doctors and education, always at the, you know, is a topic of conversation. But I guess becoming a doctor wasn't really my thing. I ended up studying business management and worked in fashion all 4 years throughout college. After college, I mean, I guess throughout college, you know, living in New York, built a really incredible network, just a really incredible close group of friends, and was actually working on a tech and entertainment app with a really close friend of mine, was literally in NYU library studying for my GMAT. I had just taken my GMAT. I was taking it again, was in the middle of applying to business schools, and I promise you, a random number popped up on my phone. I stepped out of the library, answer the phone, and it was like, hey, what's up? It's Ja Rule. And I was like, oh, okay. And I put two and two together how he like knew about me. You know, one of his managers was close with my friends, like aunt, assistant, manager, whatever, small world like connection. And I guess she was actually the one to be like, hey, like, here's this really, you know, he's in college, there's a really good network, you know, I know what you're working on. He's actually working on a tech and entertainment platform as well. And within a week, I had met up with Ja and Billy. They pitched me on this idea of Fire Media, you know, tech and entertainment platform as well, coincidentally, you know, that they hope to help, you know, revolutionize the world of bookings, which, you know, in itself is a really nasty business, you know, difficult to get in touch with the right people. And, you know, they had already this CTO on board, an incredible guy, actually the first one to leave the company when he started to like feel like something sketchy was going on.
Right.
So like kudos to that guy, looking at it in hindsight. But you know, I was eventually within weeks kind of signed a deal, was one of the first, you know, technically employees of the company. So, you know, had an equity stake and was really just got working. And within, you know, 4 months, you know, Billy had raised money from some of the most notable investors, like real VC money, guys that were responsible for creating Match.com, SparkNotes. Wow. You know, there was a really great laundry list of investors. So I was like, okay, wow, you know, we're really onto something here. You know, I was responsible for really all talent management. So, I mean, we were working on a beta piece of technology, you know, that was connecting buyers, you know, with talent, talent managers specifically. So I was really doing a lot of it manually because at the end of the day, you know, this was an archaic business that has worked on archaic models. So it was really kind of my job to try to teach people, you know, this new way of, you know, using technology to help, you know, expedite the booking process. And I think it was around like 4, 5, 6 months into it, you know, I had done like 67 deals. It was about like 800,000 in revenue, but the model was, you know, you take 10% of the booking. So like really we only brought in 80K over the 6 months. But again, we were working on a beta piece of technology. Meanwhile, you know, the team had grown from 3 to about 20. We had like 10 developers working in Portland, Oregon. We had brought on
67 deals.
What?
You made 67 deals? That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, like it was good, you know, and they, yeah. It was good. It was working, you know, it was working. But while all this is happening, you know, we were developing like what was really supposed to, you know, come out, like what we were going to be able to show to the world, you know, like this was going to include payment processing in the platform, you know, contract negotiations were going to happen directly on the platform, messaging between, you know, buyers and managers was directly on the platform. There was a lot of, you know, features that were in the works. And I guess Billy, you know, 6 months into it was like, hey, how about we like, we go and do this, you know, festival to help promote the platform. So that was always the pitch. Let's do this to promote the platform. You know, mm-hmm. It was always coming back to the platform, which in hindsight, you know, it was probably bullshit because the biggest point, you know, is like the Billy I met when Fire Media started to the Billy that was like coming around 6 months into it, they were two entirely different people. I myself had put some money into Fire Media. So I was kind of like, no one stepped in my lane. Like I had my job, no one else in the company was doing it. So like I was never, you know, taking orders from Billy, you know, it was kind of like his indisposable factor within the company. I was also technically an investor. So I don't know, whatever it was, but you know, like Billy and I always were on a good page until this idea of the festival came up. We really butt heads over it. I said, listen, you know, this team has grown from 3 to 20 in a matter of 6 months. You know, like we've done 3 to 7 deals. Like everyone's working day and night for this new platform. You know, like why are you dividing the company and like starting a whole new venture 6 months into, you know, a tech startup? Like if you want to do this 2 years down the road, great. You know, also something like this, you know, takes minimum 2 years or at least 18 months, what he was told of planning. So that's kind of when like the team started to divide. Me and Billy started to divide. He went off and started to, you know, conceptualize this idea for the festival. All looked really pretty on paper. You know, I had some of the contacts of like people he wanted to use, you know, for the promo video. Told him I wasn't even comfortable making those like introductions. So he really went out and just kind of paid market rate for everyone, did his thing. I went on the promo video shoot trip, which was like obviously cool, fun. But I think the biggest thing was like they tried to market something before they created it.
Right.
So that was like definitely the biggest, you know, problem. But at the end of the day, like the right partners were brought on board. the best of the best within every department, you know, from marketing to film to photography to production even. But that production company was apparently let go a few months into it, and he chose not to disclose that to the Fire media team, knowing that those guys were kind of the last saving grace to putting, you know, that festival on. They were like responsible for putting on Coachella and some other like really big festivals that we all know about. Yeah, I guess that's like kind of how I got into it, and 6 months into it, how like the team kind of starts to divide, as I'm sure you kind of grasped from the documentary.
Well, so when you went on the shoot, like the promo shoot, were you thinking this could be a disaster if we try to do it? Or were you thinking like, oh, we can totally do this, it's possible?
It was definitely possible. The time frame was always tight. Mm-hmm. That was always a question. I did have somewhat belief that the production company that was originally brought on board, like they could pull it off, like a super well-known company. So, I mean, it was in such an infancy stage. Like, I don't even think I was really understanding like the scale of what he was trying to pull off. So, I'm not sure really.
I think for me, like when I was watching it and like just watching this Billy guy, like, I know I've dated guys like this in my past, like these like con artists, you know what I mean? That they can like blatantly just like lie to you. Like they can fully just lie. And I think I got like,
he was so good at that. He was so good at that. Keeping things like above the line, below the line, but like he was so talented at that. He really, really was. And he was always like, he was never really in the picture at the same time too, because anything investor related, that was like the one thing that no one on the team, you know, was really aware of what was happening. Like, it was never in the office, always going from meeting to meeting, always coming in, like, putting his head in for a second, saying whatever he had to say, and then leaving on to, like, the next meeting. Investors would come into the office. Like, the only time he would bring people into the meeting is, like, if investors wanted to, like, meet some of the people on the team. But, like, everything was, like, kind of running without him even there, because he was always just, like, fundraising.
I think, like, because you started, you have your own company, you have your own clothing line now, correct?
Yeah.
How do you like know now when you're dealing? I think the thing that's so scary when you're watching it is like when you deal with people like this on a regular basis, how can you decipher like who's legit and who's not? Were you able to like?
So, I mean, that was my biggest struggle on a personal level after everything went down.
Right.
I had always prided myself on keeping the right people around me. I think that's the most important thing like anyone can do. You know, especially with your friends, me, especially being in New York, in such a bustling city with so much, you know, just fake, you know, superficial, materialistic, you know, nonsense around you. Like, it's always, to me, it was always most important to keep the best people around me. And I always thought that I had such a good judging character of people as well. In hindsight, I mean, if like, I guess something that gave me like some solace is like he fooled the biggest investors in the world. So like here I am, like a 22-year-old kid, like he fooled you. Like, okay, take it as a learning lesson. You know what I mean? Like for me, I was very blessed, very privileged. Like Fire Media was my thing. Like he came to me, booked the line for Fire Festival. I was already dealing with these artists. Granted, like they were grossly overpaid, but like for a first year festival on a remote island in the middle of Bahamas, like who no one really knows about it in the industry. Okay, there's this like really cool promo and, you know, people are talking about it, but like still like they got overpaid. So I was able to book the lineup, which I think was a really incredible lineup if it ever happened.
Yeah, nicely done.
Like it was a pretty good lineup. But I mean, I guess like that, yeah, like he was just really good at fooling people. He just was.
Yeah. Well, I want you to talk about just a little bit before. I know, thank you so much, obviously, for calling in, because I know this is like obviously not like super fun
to relive.
But you have a great company now, Support Your Friends, and a portion of your proceeds are going to March for Our Lives, which I thought was really awesome.
Yeah, our first official partner. But yeah, I mean, it's all part of
the story.
Journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a religious guy. Like, I know that everything happens for a reason. I know when sometimes everybody, you know, individually go through certain difficult, you know, challenges or tragedies in their life, it's difficult at that very moment to understand why certain things are happening. But I've always been like blessed to have the faith my entire life that I know one day will come where, you know, that light bulb will go off and you'll be like, oh, I know why God or whatever you believe in put me through, you know, that situation. And I mean, if you think about it, like, I was at NYU, I worked in fashion all 4 years of college. Fashion had always been my passion. You know, branding was always my passion. You yourself, you know, are a brand, who you hang out with, how you dress, how you talk, all of it makes you as a brand. And I just think it was kind of funny, or at least, you know, I was kind of blessed that that light bulb went off really quickly for me after this was like, hey, you've always dreamt of starting your own brand. Like, you went through all of this. You're about to go to business school, and then you go through this crazy, crazy experience where no business school in the country, I don't care how good of a business school it is, could teach you what you just experienced, you know, and you also learn the most through your experiences.
Right.
So here I am, you know, I guess, what is it? We're almost coming up in 2 years. Someone actually brought it up today, like this whole festival thing is almost 2 years old now. But luckily, that happened when, like, April of 2017, like, within the year, you know, unfortunately, there was a lot happening in the world, mass shootings, I mean, just so much happening in society, and I think it was just an accumulation of things, and when the mass shooting happened in Parkland, Florida, February 14th, also almost coming up in the one-year anniversary of that, kind of was like, how can I get involved with the youth? I was determined to get involved with the youth. I think March for Our Lives, the students really were the epitome of showing youth coming together under this same idea, whatever it may be, for whatever organization that we end up partnering with, just coming together to really just kind of propel a safer tomorrow in terms of March for Our Lives. So wanted to get involved, but also wanted to pursue my passion and, you know, kind of ask myself, how could I combine the two? Support your friends was always this personal slogan of mine. So I kind of said, you know, how can I run with this? How can I bring everyone together under this, like, idea of support your friends, what it means to me, what it means to you, two different things, but that's kind of the purpose for everyone to come together and really just share what it means to one another. So, yeah, I mean, we successfully launched the brand this past November. It's been super exciting. The reaction has been super exciting. The press has been great. And, you know, we're really, really just running with it. And, you know, the goal is to bring awareness to certain causes within each collection, March for Our Lives being our first official partner, and hopefully, you know, continue to collaborate, partner with other creatives, artists, photographers, videographers, whoever it may be, somebody like Tanya, maybe, you know, and
that's right.
And just, like, propel this message, create additional vehicles of trying to tell the story. For us, the brand, I think we're really positioning ourselves as kind of one of the only brands out there that wants to first and foremost be known for its story, its message, with the product coming secondary. Not to say that we don't put amazing product out there.
No, I was going
to
say, those pieces are cute.
to put the product on and feel like you're part of something greater than just yourself, greater than just the brand itself, and, you know, propelling just positivity, you know?
You're amazing. Honestly, thank you so much for taking the time. We love having you. Do you want to plug the website so people can check out the clothes?
Yeah, it's crossnewyork.com, K-R-O-S-T, newyork.com.
Amazing. And Sammy, we love you.
Yeah, that was
love
amazing.
You, Tanya.
We have so, I mean, I need like 47 more of the Fire Festival documentary.
Yeah, well, you're coming to LA this week, so can we all get drinks?
Yeah, we'd love to,
Awesome.
Because Sammy's, like, Sammy's actually really like a good, I feel like you give really good guy advice.
Guy advice? Yeah. What do you mean, Tanya? We've done this before, haven't we?
Yeah, but we've done this like drunkenly on a vacation and not like on like.
Well, I remember our talk. Tanya didn't know I was involved, but we spoke about it before.
Yeah, because I had a little too many tequilas that day.
I love tequila.
I'm also good at feeding people's drinks. So.
Okay. Well, I can't
hold
wait.
It against you.
I can't wait to see you, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Sammy.
Of course. Good to meet you guys. See
Bye.
You
Bye.
Yeah, I could seriously. I just I want to go watch them again.
I know.
The documentaries again.
It's so, I don't know why it's so fascinating to me, just because it's like.
I like watching people get in over their head that aren't me, because it's like watching porn for that. Like, I only saw the Hulu one, but like, it was like 4 days before the festival. We don't have anything ready. I'm like, oh God, someone's getting in trouble.
Yeah. it's like you watch this like train going down the track, and then there's like the wheels are starting to fall off as it like keeps moving. You're just like, what the actual?
And also the Fyre Festival Facebook page is still up as if it were a thing. And it's fascinating to look at it because it was done before when everything was fine. It's like, ooh, yeah. Music and art festival on a remote island, weekend one, weekend two. It's like, wow, this looks awesome.
I know. And also in the documentary, you see this man like putting the pieces together that like it's actually like not a legit thing. Do you know what I mean? He started like a, what was it, Fyre Fraud?
He started a Twitter account. That's when I started seeing stuff.
Yeah. So like he was like really looking into it and realizing like they actually can't pull this off. So it's just like really fascinating. Mm. And how like people, I think they were like trying to sue like Kendall Jenner and all the influencers that were like posting mm-hmm. about it and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good thing you didn't go, Becca. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
First of all, can you imagine me? First of all, no shower, no bed.
Wet beds, wet mattresses because it like rained.
And no food or Dr. Pepper. Like, can you imagine the state I would be in?
Wow.
It'd be
just
so
bread
dark.
And cheese.
No, but the reason why I really wanted to like talk to him is because it's one of those things where like when life gives you.
A poopy situation.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he's like come out on the other end. And like now he has this like company that he's really thriving with. You know, it's mm-hmm. like kind of one of those stories where you go through crappy situations in life. But it ultimately, like, you know, he taught him all these lessons that like now he can take into his career moving forward.
We can all learn from that.
Yeah. I mean, talk about a lesson learned. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. But it is interesting. You think about those type of people who are able to talk and convince anyone of anything, and that all these like major investors were like, you know, he was able to con them.
Match.com, like, that's not like a little
true.
Yeah,
startup. Yeah. It's no startup.
Tanya, you got to be loving ClassPass. This is something I feel like is right up your alley.
I do, because I think it's good to shake things up with your body in terms of like workouts. Mm-hmm. You know, not always doing the same thing. So everybody actually always asks me. They're like, are you a member at all these gyms? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Oh, very rude of those people who ask you, Tanya.
Yeah, wow.
Because then you would be having like, I'd have like 6 different memberships, which is like insane. But with ClassPass, it's an all-access membership to over 14,000 of the best gyms and fitness studios all over the world.
Yeah.
So you can go where you want, when you want, how you want. ClassPass is everything that you need to make working out fun.
But you can try new workouts and studios without the commitment to a single gym or overpaying for the drop-ins like once every now and then.
Mm-hmm. There's yoga, there's strength training, spin, bar, there's even boxing. ClassPass gives you a variety and the accountability that you need to attend classes.
Yeah, they've got something for everyone near your work, near your house. ClassPass is everywhere. Also, monthly memberships start at $15, and you can cancel at any time. That is a steal.
So get your first month free at classpass.com/try/Becca.
I didn't know you could do 2 slashes. I'll be honest with you.
Not going to lie, that really threw me. So that's classpass.com/try/Becca for your first month free. Again, that's classpass.com/try/Becca.
An ADT. How are things at the new apartment, Tanya?
Things are great. You know, I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit nervous the other night because it was very windy. And mm-hmm. I just kept hearing things scratching my window. And I was like sitting like a little chicken in my bed being like, what's going on down there? But it was just the wind. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, you made a change recently in your apartment. I know we're going to get to ADT, but I wanted you to mention the change that you've made in your apartment. You removed something.
Oh, yes.
From your bathroom. No. Should we put it after ADT?
I don't care.
Well, let's tease it. Do it after ADT.
I'm excited to hear. Oh, she's like really grinning big. Whatever it is. So this podcast is sponsored by ADT. When it comes to something as important as your safety, you need real protection with ADT. Real protection means the nation's #1 smart home security provider is standing by you when you need them. Real protection means having a safe and smart home with everything from video doorbells, surveillance cameras, smart locks, lights, carbon monoxide, and smoke detectors in a system custom designed to fit your lifestyle. And real protection means helping to keep you safe on the go, in the car, or when your kids are at school with our ADT Go app and SOS button. When I say kids, I specifically am talking about Phoebe.
Was she freaked out by the wind?
She was fine. She just like barks at any noise. Mm-hmm. That's the most annoying thing.
That is annoying.
Yeah. Thank you.
My dog does the same thing.
Well, you can set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors and set the thermostat when you leave, even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. That's real protection.
You can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. That is real protection. 18,000 employees safeguarding you. That's real protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Once again, that's ADT.com/podcast.
All right. So, Tanya, move some stuff around.
Why don't you move around, Tanya?
What you doing over there, Becca?
Ordering up my Olive Garden meal for after the podcast.
Are you having it delivered?
No, I'm like doing a pickup order.
Oh, what's it going to be? What'd you get?
I'm going to do a fettuccine alfredo.
Good.
Well, calling me out like that.
You ever get the tour of Italy?
No.
Well, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I feel like people really enjoy the tour.
Because you get the fettuccine alfredo and you get the lasagna and you get the chicken parm.
How do you do all that cheese?
For me.
I don't do alfredo anymore.
Oh,
I can't
like
do that.
That one just...
Alfredo sends me to the bathroom, which is what we were going to talk about with Tanya.
Oh, that's what you... Oh, you moved around your squatty potty.
Yeah, I got rid of it because I was like, oh, you know what? I brought that one guy home and I was like showing him my new place.
No, and it was just out and about.
Well, it's just in my bath. Yeah, it's in my bathroom.
You don't
it's
have
just
it
like
in the cabinet?
Why would I have it in? I don't have much space under my sink in my bathroom. So, no, it's just out there.
Who is this guy?
He's the guy that, like, I went out with, like, a few years ago. And then he kind of circled back and was like, oh, I'm a new man.
Don't they?
Yeah, I'm a new guy. Changed. And, again, never heard from him again. Mm-hmm. But, nevertheless, the date was great. And I wanted to show him my place. And it, like, got me thinking. I was like, this is, like, not sexy. Like, this is the antithesis of
sexy. It kind of forces him to picture you doing that.
Yeah. It's not great. And I was like, you know what?
Picturing someone in that position with their legs propped up.
It's not cute.
It's not cute.
No. And I was like, I just like, my bed's all like cute and like cozy and inviting.
Up to 12 pillows
now. Up to 12 pillows
now. I know. Wow.
I love it. It's so good.
I love how they look, but I do make my bed every morning.
I make my bed every morning.
Becca, for you, how many pillows are on your bed right now?
Well, you know, I don't have my master bedroom done yet, but in my other bedroom that I'm sleeping in right now, there's only 4 pillows, but I'm going to actually put more. I think I'm going to have 5 or 6 on my master.
That's what I started with. They start adding up real quick, but I was like, you know what? This is going to be like, this is my year. Like I'm fine. My guy's coming. Like it's all happening. I got to get rid of squatty potty. So I did. It's gone.
Well, no, but where is it?
It's in my other bathroom.
Yeah, so it's not gone.
I was going to say, why'd you throw it out if it's like helps you?
Because I'm going to use a basket now instead.
The original squatty potty.
So you just have like a 2-for-1 deal in your
exactly.
bathroom right now.
But I felt good. Like it felt like a big, I was like, you know what? I'm making room for him.
Okay, but so now I suggested that she use the spare bathroom as her number 2 bathroom.
That's not a bad idea.
A single person with 2 bathrooms is kind of a luxury to have. You're going to have a number 1 and a number 2.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do now.
Yeah. I just like wherever I'm walking around, if I'm like got to go, I just go. Find the bathroom with which is closest.
I would just go to my own bathroom, which is like my bathroom.
They're all your bathroom, though.
I guess you're right. Never experienced this before.
You have 3.
Yeah.
And Tanya's also working on something new for 2019.
Oh, what?
It's almost weird, like Mark knows me better than I know myself.
Because yeah, you always look at me so weird when I say these things. You're working on
new walk.
Yeah, she wants a new walk.
Yeah. Me too. I want like a swagger walk. Like I want like a Beyonce, like I am here walk.
All right. Do us a favor. Becca, get out your phone. We'll post this.
Yeah. But
just come over here by me.
I'll
and
show
walk
you what I
Becca.
I'll show you what my regular what
the
my
original
normal walk.
2018 Tanya walk.
Yeah. I want to see
Yeah, like the normal walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. She's taking off her earbuds.
Oh, you're going to start over there, right?
Yeah. Coming over here and walking toward you. Yeah. All right. Here she is. She's in
Can
her.
Can I still talk
They're both
this
in
one?
Matching modern women sweatshirts, by the way. All right. Okay. Here is Tanya's walk. Normal. I'm not sure that's that down. Seems a little not normal. That seems a little forced.
Seems like
that
you're seemed, thinking about it.
You're thinking about it. You're not even, your arms aren't moving. It's very river dance.
Okay.
All right, try it again.
Hold on.
Take two.
Gotta save and go. Quit thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're
so
overthinking
much.
Your walk.
Like spacing out your legs or
not
something.
Your natural walk.
And your sweatshirt's all bunched up in your leggings in the back. All right. Just go out and then come in.
Okay. Like right yeah, come in the door. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Okay. All right. Ready, go.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that.
That was
all right.
Cool.
Now the new 2019 Tanya walk that she's working on with more swagger, more attitude, yeah. More confidence, I think.
We'll see.
All right. Let's see.
Go.
Here we go.
It's almost like I have heels on.
It's got a bounce to it.
A lot of
the bounce. Yeah, I yeah. see what you're doing. It's probably good for your, I don't know, foot muscles or something, but you are bouncing as you walk.
Yeah.
It gets your hair moving.
Yeah.
Did someone give you this idea?
I gave it to myself.
I mean, yeah, it just came out of nowhere, though.
Yeah.
It's got an infectious energy, though. Like,
right?
I want to start bouncing after watching it.
Because I, like, kind of want it to be, like...
I've never thought about this. Do I need a new
think,
walk?
Yeah, you've had that walk your whole life. And,
but
like, it's
what,
so lame.
Something must have prompted this in your brain. Did you see a video of yourself walking and think, eh, boring?
My walk is different right now because my back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a new
and
walk.
And it's like the first... like, you know what they say? It's like your energy enters the room.
Uh-huh.
Tanya, you have a lot of energy that enters a room without your walk being a part of it.
But I was like, how cool if I had this, like, bouncy, bubbly, like, Beyonce walk. Bouncy, bubbly Beyonce walk. That's what I want it to be. Is that
the
good?
The BBB.
BBBW.
Yeah.
Don't search that at home. That works. I tried to change my walk a couple years ago. I wanted to walk like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
And,
I'm not joking. Watch. I mean, this is like Shaggy.
I know. He's like...
Why would you want to flail your arms
this
like
that?
This
is going to have to be a part of the story, too.
Wait, why do you want to flail your arms like that?
I thought it was more fun.
I wouldn't mind the walk if you didn't have your arms swinging around.
That's part of it. It's part of the pizzazz.
Oh.
I'm saying it's a dangerous slope you're going on because that backfired on me in a big way. Your walk is great, but if you're going to change your walk, you got to put a lot of effort into picking it.
Yeah.
But the sad thing is I walked into work today, like being all excited about it. Like
no one noticed. It's not, I'll be honest. If I hadn't taken the videos,
you wouldn't have noticed.
I would have just been like, well, Tanya's in a good mood. Once you're not in a good mood.
Do I need to change it again?
No, I think you got to stick with that for at least a few weeks.
Well, yeah, because you got to adjust to it. It's got to become natural.
Right, right.
All right, a couple more topics we want to get to.
Wait, did y'all see on the Facebook group the girl kept her condom of their first time she had sex
yes.
in her?
Yes.
Screenshotted it, actually. Should we call her out?
So the deal was she had watched The Tidying Up on Netflix, and
she
was cleaning her house, and so she found an old memory box, and in the memory box was the wrapper from the condom from the first time she had sex.
Yes. Yeah.
And what is her name?
Morgan, but I don't have a last name. My screen.
That's okay.
Yeah, Morgan. And she hashtagged it modern woman moment.
So.
This is so something Tanya would do.
Totally.
I literally thought it was Tanya's post. Like, I didn't even think about it.
I'm surprised I didn't save my condom wrapper from my first time.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked I didn't.
What do you think is the strangest thing you did save? Can you think of anything?
Nothing like...
Ticket stubs?
Yeah, that's what I'm
you
saying.
Do
like
that.
Ticket stubs. I saved like...
programs from something?
I've saved like eggshells from like... He gave me like an Easter basket and I saved like one of the eggs or something like dumb. Like, but that's all just like normal. I never saved anything weird like his underwear or anything.
He would know that if he saved his underwear, he'd be wondering where it went.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Underwear goes missing all the time.
Yeah, no, I've never saved anything weird like that.
And Becca, you don't strike me as someone who saves stuff for sentimental
value. Thank you, Mark.
Value.
Thank you. I don't know if that's nice or not, but thank you. I do, as I was moving, I came across some stuff from like my relationship with Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a booklet that he made me for Christmas. It was like his handwriting and stuff, and it was like pictures of things that we had done. And then just like pictures and like cards that he gave me, but nothing. I mean, like, to be honest, I think I just had it cause I wasn't going to throw it away in the moment,
yeah.
But I don't have a spot for it that I'm like, oh, it was just like, oh, that was fun. That was so sweet. Speaking of,
Wait,
I think Robert's
yeah,
down to come on the podcast. We talked the other day and we both think it's like, we could do it and it wouldn't be weird. It'd be like funny.
Great. I'm down. Yeah.
I'm like,
Tanya?
Are you kidding? I'm beyond down. Robert's like Mary Poppins.
What does that mean?
He's like my go-to. Like, he just like gives good
that
advice.
That has nothing
because...
to do with Mary Poppins.
Oh, it doesn't?
He's my go-to?
Like, I know I'm going to get legit advice from Robert because he's like a guy's guy, but he's also like dated you, so he's like family to me. Almost.
He flies in on an umbrella. The rad children yeah. need me.
Have you seen Mary Poppins?
Yeah, okay. And Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay, all right. All just right, check. Right. Okay, he's like Mary Poppins. I'll
he's
go
like
with
Mary
it.
Poppins.
Yeah.
Did you keep the picture book? Or did you throw it away?
I still have it somewhere.
Okay. All right.
I'm going through. I don't know if I'll keep it, but mm-hmm. it was, you know, I sent a picture to him. And was like, look what I just found. And
so
he
you packed
like, oh,
it and brought it to the new place.
Yeah, but couldn't tell you where it is.
Well, that's
I have a lot
surprising.
Of things that made it over that I'm okay to leave in the past.
See, for me, I would have thrown all my old stuff away, but I'm keeping all my old letters for the book that I'm going to write one day.
Ah. See, that's smart.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm ready to part with all of these things. Like, I really am. But I was like, how legit is it going to be in my book to have, like, Xeroxed copies of some of these, like...
When is that happening? When is the book happening?
Probably 2020.
Oh, wow.
After I, like, find my husband and get married.
Okay, so 2020 then, for sure.
Yeah, cause it's going to happen this year, and then I'll get married in 2020, and then the book will come shortly.
For sure
after.
It'll be 2020, if that's the case.
How will you be walking in 2020? Like, we can only imagine.
What? Yeah, the new guy.
Down
a book
the aisle?
On the, yeah. You, like, do a new walk specifically for your wedding. It's, like, uncomfortable for everyone to watch.
But do you know what I decided, actually? And, Becca, you'll be pleased, too. I mean, fully still ordering her Olive Garden, by the way, getting on her credit card.
No,
like,
no,
it's
my gift card.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You'll be happy to hear this. I decided that I'm going to let my bridesmaids pick out all their dresses.
Oh, that's so kind. Yeah. And I think while we're here, I think if you are getting married, that what do you? What?
It's just weird to talk about your wedding when you're not dating anyone. It's weird. It's
no,
a little
it's
weird.
Called manifestation, Mark.
Okay. Thank,
we're big fans you. Of manifestation right. around here.
Thank you, Becca Tilly.
But... Yeah, I think everyone should kind of go that route.
Yeah, like I'm going
to
pick
I've never talked to someone who's like, I loved my bridesmaid's dress so much that I wore it again.
Yeah.
And everyone says, you can wear it again. No one wears it again.
I just got rid of two of mine, actually. That's what got me thinking about it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to pick a color scheme and then I'm going to have my bridesmaids
yeah.
pick out their...
That's what else we did in our wedding.
Yeah.
All the bridesmaids were very happy with it.
Yeah. So yeah. That's exciting.
That's smart.
One check off the list.
Yeah, well, that's one part of the wedding planning.
Speaking of, when should we have Robert on?
I mean, we can do it next week. We can do it.
Let's do it next week.
Yeah.
Let's do it next week.
Lock him in.
Text him right now.
Okay, I will.
I love a live text.
Something else I was... Oh, you want me to text him now?
Yeah.
Yeah, ask him for Monday, the 28th.
Should we call him and ask?
Oh, it's getting better!
No?
Sure, yeah.
No, or please, this is like Goliath.
While we're calling, I have a funny bit of information about Ben Higgins' new girl.
Oh.
Allegedly new girl. He hasn't announced it yet. Our Facebook group did some digging.
Love.
Of course. I go and look on the, they like put her Instagram, so I go look on it. And I see that my brother has liked her photos. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. I wonder if they, like, know each other or what the connection is. So I text my brother, and I'm like, hey, do you know this girl? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, like, a few years ago, she started following me, and I drunkenly, like, DM'd her one night. And, like, we just chatted back and forth for a little bit.
It always goes down in the DM.
But that was about it. But okay. Isn't that such a small world?
Indeed.
Of all the people, and she didn't even live like in Denver. It's like a.
And what do we know about her at this point publicly?
Nothing.
I think
nothing.
He said he's dating someone. It's long distance, and.
And
she's
not
amazing,
a current
I think.
Cast member she's because not. That's what a lot of people speculated.
Yeah, because he said he would have to stay in a couple weeks. So I think everybody's like, oh.
That's what
she'll
be eliminated.
Oh.
Yeah. I met her on Skype the other day.
You did?
I did. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I met her on Skype the other day, and she couldn't see me, but I could see her, and I told her she had beautiful hair and beautiful skin.
She's beautiful.
And she said, please don't talk to me ever again.
she's like, a restraining order thing.
She had a really good sense of humor. They seemed to really enjoy each other's company, and I'm really happy for him.
Me too. I'm so happy for him. We were texting. He sent me a picture of the two of them. They're super cute. But that's all I'll say because that's his business to talk about. But I did think it was a small world that's who, you know, because on Instagram it says like so-and-so and so-and-so. liked this photo. It like says his name. Right. And it happened to be my brother's.
Wow.
Is he on? Robert?
What's up?
Bob!
Oh, Bob!
I was not expecting that phone call.
I know. I was going to text you and warn you, but I felt like bombarding you would be more fun.
I was literally laying face down on my couch when you called and just woke up for this. So
are you okay? Are you good?
4 p.m. Yeah, in the
I'm good. I'm good to go. Just a long day, you know, trying to get a quick nap in when I can.
This is what happens. Mary Poppins just plops in, you know?
Tanya described you as her Mary Poppins. I don't know if that means anything to you or to anyone else, but that's how she described you.
Doesn't mean a lot to me in this moment. Would love to hear more about that one.
Well, we were mostly, we'll talk about that, but we were mostly calling to see when you're available to come on the podcast.
I'm out of town the 28th through
the
1st, but after that I could come.
So it'll have 4th. To be,
no, because I'm not here.
Oh, Becca.
I know. This is very unfortunate.
This is not this is good.
Sad.
What, can
sad
you leave the
29th?
Can you rearrange some things?
Can you rearrange some things and leave the 29th?
I'm going out of the country, far, far away, so I can't, unfortunately, rearrange that.
Wait, and you're back when?
I'm back on the night of the 1st, so I get
it's
back
Friday.
On, Friday, like 11 p.m. on Friday night.
Right, and so you're not here after the Super Bowl, Becca? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're looking at the 11th of February.
Still not back.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Listen, we're going to work this out. Don't worry. We're going to work this out.
My heart just got so excited, Robert, that you were going to be on the podcast. And
he
then
is
going to
be on. It's just
in, like, what, 2020? When I'm getting married?
Tanya says that she's getting married in 2020, by the way.
That's exciting. Who's the guy? I gotta see what this guy's all about.
No, we don't. There is no guy.
TBD.
Okay.
It's
right.
Just manifesting that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll figure
Vision
this
board.
Out, make this happen, but sorry we woke you up.
That's okay. I hope you guys are doing fantastic, and I look forward to coming on in the next year or so.
I can't wait. Bye, Bob.
Oh, Robert,
bye.
Love
you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Well, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
I'm already thinking of what I want to do with him.
Well, they have extra time to come up with questions.
Yeah, got a couple weeks here to come up with some stuff.
Speaking of questions, I have emails to get to, but first, Thrive Market is amazing, and you should
Thrive
talk about it.
I cannot say enough about Thrive Market.
Same.
Thrive Market is an online marketplace, and they're on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. So they offer the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography.
You can shop for thousands of the best-selling organic foods and natural products at 25 to 50% below traditional retail prices. And I keep telling this story because I'm just obsessed. My probiotics that I normally pay a lot for, I spent for my entire Thrive box with like 5 or 6 different items. So shopping at Thrive Market means supporting a select group of brands that make the world a better place. They sell non-GMO food, snacks, vitamins, supplements, personal care products, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, safe and non-toxic beauty products, kitchen staples, home goods, organic baby food, kids products, and much more.
The best part? It's all shipped straight to your door. Over 98% of their packaging is post-consumer recycled and filled with recycled paper, denim, or newspaper wraps instead of plastic bubbles. So it's 100% zero waste. Keep in mind, Thrive Market's prices are already 25 to 50% off, and now they're giving you an extra 25% off your first order, plus a free 30-day trial by going to thrivemarket.com/scrubbingin and use code scrubbingin. Once again, that's thrivemarket.com/scrubbingin and use code
scrubbingin.
This is from Jody. Hello, I'm a listener since the beginning of the podcast, first time emailer. Wow. Thank you, Jody. I wondered if Tanya can talk about seeing Bobby Bones at the Podcast Awards, since I saw pictures of them from that night. I really wonder why these two wouldn't give a relationship a serious try. They are both such great people. Is it because they work in the same industry? I would think that would be a positive thing. I know the distance is not ideal, but you never know. I'm a 40-year-old woman who is way too invested in both of these people finding their person. Keep up the awesome work on the pod. It's Jody in New Jersey.
Speaking of, do you remember that listener at our voting party that brought us the, like, plant
yeah,
with the two, like, for a man for each of us or whatever? it's in my on my balcony at my house, and it is flourishing.
Wow.
It is green. It's vibrant. It's growing. I was like, this might be a sign.
There's a lot of signs. A
lot of signs.
A lot of signs happening.
Everywhere
but with
a sign.
The squatty potty removal, the
thriving
growing,
bush.
The thriving bush.
The thriving bush.
I'm
not sure what kind of plant it is. Okay, so with Bobby, he did ask me to hang out while he was in town, but here was my issue with it. If you want to date me, like genuinely date me, be like, hey, Tanya, I'm coming into town and I would love to see you. Maybe the day before, maybe 2 days before. But he texted me the morning of and I had already planned my Tanya time. I give myself 1 hour a day and that was my workout time. And so I had to say, I can't hang out that time because that was when I had my workout. And I stand by that. Everybody was like kind of giving me some heat and they were like, if you really wanted to date him, like you would have made time. And I was like, I totally would have made time. If I had a little bit of an advance notice, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
I can.
He called you at what, 11 a.m.?
Something like
that. To hang out at noon?
It was like 9 or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like that wasn't exactly him overexcited to spend time with you.
Correct. And
it seems like someone canceled, basically.
Or something didn't happen. Yeah. Right. He had a meeting and it didn't happen or whatever. But I felt like I want somebody, and I'm not going to like make any excuses for this. Like, I want somebody that really wants me. Does that make sense? And mm-hmm. I didn't feel like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm torn on it because I totally think that he should have been like, hey, I'm coming in town. I'd love to see you. That mm-hmm. type of thing. But I am wondering while he was here, I feel like he's the type of guy who's like booked all the time, like always busy and got like, especially when he's traveling to do work stuff. So I kind of, you know, the fact that he reached out when he had free time out of all the people he probably could have reached out to hang out, I think that is something. He was like cutesy with you.
But if I'm him, I know I'm coming to LA weeks in advance. And so I'd let you know weeks in advance that, hey, I really want to get together. I'm not sure of my schedule yet, but let's definitely make
this
happen.
Right, and here's the thing.
Yeah,
I know,
that's what I'm saying. I think
I know a
happen.
Few people that are very busy and... They can, when they want to see somebody, they make the time.
It's true. You do.
It's just
you
a
make
matter
the time.
Of priorities.
Exactly.
It is, yeah. So, whatever. So, there's, but I felt like y'all were like all like, you know, cute with each other.
I mean, I'm always trying. Girlfriend's always trying, but there's only so much I can do. You know what I mean? Like.
And shout out to all of Bobby Bones' listeners who will be hearing this when he plays it on his show. All right. From Maria. She says, hi, guys. I love your podcast. My boyfriend feels the need to add every single girl he meets on Instagram, even after only meeting them once. He tells me it's purely friendly, but my experience is that any guy that meets me and searches me out and follows me on IG after meeting me once is usually interested in some form or another. It makes me feel as though he's browsing. We both work at the hospital and continually meet new people, but I don't feel the need to add all the guys I work with. How do we solve social media issues in relationship when you don't see eye to eye? Well, that's kind of a bigger picture situation, but I don't like this, but you guys are way more into Instagram than I am, so what do you guys think?
I would hate this. This would be a huge problem for me. I get stressed when, like, I get stressed when I'm dating with someone and they're, like, liking photos or, like, commenting on things. Like, if I were in this situation, I would be concerned. Sorry.
Tanya's really giving this one some thought.
I am.
Because I'm surprised by this, actually, that you're so...
I feel like if you're secure in your relationship...
That is... No, that's not fair. You
what?
Can't say... No, because, like, I am
Why
very
can't
secure.
Why can't I say that? You're very secure?
I'm saying most of the time I'm very secure, and if... It would make anyone question, like, why do you need to follow them and see what they're up to all the time?
Why do we follow anybody that we follow?
Well, because they're friends or they're interesting.
Exactly. They all work in the same...
He met her once. It's not like he needs to know... Do you follow every single person?
Sometimes.
Actually, you probably do.
Yeah.
They're like musicians and stuff. But like, if you worked at a... If you were at a party and you had a boyfriend and you started... And you met these guys once or something and you started following them, why would there be the need to follow them?
Why is there a need to follow anybody that we follow? They're like in our world, in our like zeitgeist. I don't know. Like I'll meet people randomly and start following them on Instagram.
Yeah, but you're not in a relationship. Like... You can do that.
Right, but
also,
even when
I... point out, these are women. He's not adding every guy he meets.
Yeah.
He's adding every woman he meets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you were adding other girls and like... And
right,
like,
but we don't know that. Maybe that's just all she's focusing on.
I think we know that. I think if he was adding everybody he meets, I think that's different. Yeah. I think that's not worth an email. And I think that no matter how secure you are, this is a push into insecurity.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what's the problem, is that the thing on the left of Instagram where you can like see people's actions, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't look on that page.
I don't either.
Well, then how do you see everything else?
Sometimes I take a gander, but I don't do it all the time. And sometimes I accidentally, like, well, as I'm, like, scrolling, I'll see it. But I, like, try not. I mean,
cause I think that's the page that really just messes people up, because you see all the activity. And you're like, well, why are they liking all these photos and not mine? Or, like, whatever, you know?
I like looking at that in the middle of the night, because I call it the nightly thirst report. You can see, like, there'll be, like, one dude, and it'll be, like, liked 15 pictures, and it's all girls in bikinis.
Totally. Like, that would
bored.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay, so we think that he's just only adding the girls. I just thought if he's just adding everybody, like, I'm like, I don't.
I think he's keeping his options open. I do. It's sad. I'm sorry. I do. I think he is.
Yeah.
I think, like, just look, I can only know my situation. If my wife were doing this, I'd have a real problem with it, and vice mm-hmm. versa, and mm-hmm. justifiably so.
Mm-hmm. Tanya, I know without a shadow of a doubt if you were in a relationship with a guy and crazy about him, and he started just following girls all the time, that it would make you insecure. I love that you're trying to act like you were so confident and not capable of feeling insecure by someone following on Instagram. It would.
I mean, it's
you.
Not like I've never been in a relationship in my life.
Yeah,
like,
but it wasn't this like Instagram social media storm that
well,
it is now.
The problem is like I've always been in relationships with people that are very private. So I didn't have to really deal with anything like that. Does that make sense? Like mm-hmm. my ex's Instagram is private. And so it's not like there's a lot of action going on there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but he can, even if he's private, he can still follow whoever he wants.
And that was never the case. I mean, it was never the case. I've never had to experience
that. That's what I'm saying.
Like this.
Yeah. It pushes anyone. It would make anyone uncomfortable, I think. Easton?
Agreed.
I hate his excuse too. Like, I'm just being friendly. Mm-hmm. Like, being friendly is like holding a door open for someone or
yeah.
saying, hi, how are you doing? It's not like you don't need to get open their digital business, you know? Mm-hmm.
So our advice for Maria is you are right to be concerned.
Yes.
But then what does she do?
I don't know.
Break up with him immediately.
Yeah. Break up with him immediately.
Thank you. Next.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Wait, how long has it been? She doesn't say how long they've been together. I don't know. I think it's a red flag. I think you got to talk to him, because if it makes you uncomfortable, he needs to know that and he needs to stop that. And if he doesn't stop that, that's disrespectful to your feelings.
And if he gets defensive and acts weird about it, then that's a red flag too.
If adding all these women on Instagram is more important than your feelings mm-hmm. and comfort in your relationship, mm-hmm. that's a major problem. Mm-hmm. Tanya keeps wincing over there.
I'm just sad. Thank you.
Tanya goes back and forth. Tanya is either like, no, because I feel like you're either like this, where you're like, you should be secure in a relationship, or you're like, you're on the other side.
It doesn't matter. It's bothering her. She wrote an email to us.
I know.
If it's bothering her, she needs to let him know, and he needs to respect that. Mm-hmm. Fair?
Fair.
Yeah, worth a conversation for sure.
Why are you still giving me those eyes?
I'm just hoping that whoever you date in this year does not follow or like other people's
He won't.
Things.
He's going to be amazing.
He's going to be effing amazing. Like, truly.
He's going to be a number one.
Uh-huh.
A winner. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. He's going to be a winner.
All right. Let's thank some people, shall we?
He'll be my number one.
Hey, thank you so much for sponsoring our podcast, Joybird. Go to joybird.com/Becca and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code...
Becca!
Third Love. For 15% off today, go to thirdlove.com/Becca. ClassPass. You can get your first month free at classpass.com/try/Becca. All right, you can visit ADT.com/podcast. Learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. And Thrive Market. Get an extra 25% off your first order and a free 30-day trial by going to thrivemarket.com/scrubbingin and using the code...
Scrubbing in.
Next week, not Robert.
Not Robert.
But someday
unless
soon.
Unless we can somehow pull it off, but we'll see.
All right. Enjoy
like
Grace.
I was like, try not to go. Can you postpone your trip? It's like, I'm going out of the country. I was like, oh, yeah.
It's not just a quick trip to San Fran.
It was like Phoenix or something.
All right. Well, that's it. Gotta go get my Olive Garden.
Enjoy that. You can taste that fettuccine Alfredo already.
Time of death. Oh, my gosh. 16?
16.
1636.